As with.
Lema masnisin de loike benanos. The ibenanos Omar in the sugin shvuis kaiser elu veelu boilu de shvuis shav. No, I feel the table bananas. Possum vada you can swash off. Hoch, I'm going to like a swash off. I'm going to buy the dog boo. Lame must this is like a sumchis. No, let's go bananas. There's a sugi in shvuis. The sugi of chenveni. A shver sugi. There's a lot of protein to the sugi. Not all the protein I'm going to get for us. But let's sell back at least the basics of the sugi of chenveni. By coincidence or not, later on, on the Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara again is going to bring the sugi of chenveni for a different angle. We'll discuss it there. The story of Chenveni is very b'ktsara. We'll do it with a little bit of elaboration on the story exactly. Someone hired Payalin to paint his house. He made a deal. They'll paint his house. It's a full day job. They come early in the morning. Let's make it a one day job. $700. He tells them, you paint the house. You come back at the end of the day. I'll arrange. I'll pay you $700. Now, this is a very busy guy. He has a lot of other things going. He has someone that runs his finances. It's called Chenveni. I saw some of my friends say Itaka has to be a specific case of a Chenveni, the money changer. It could just be a random guy or it's Taka Chenveni. That's the part of the sugya we're not going to get so involved in, but I'll go pardon. He has this money guy that arranges his stuff, and the workers know. The deal is at the end of the day, they're going to go, they're going to get their $700 from the Chenveni. Now, this Chenveni doesn't do this service for free. He probably gets a salary also or a percentage, but what's more important is that he gets refunded the $700. He has a ledger, and he's going to get his money back. The next day, there's two careful din toiras going on. The painters take the Baal Habayis, the one with the painted house, the Baal Habayis, they take him to Beis Din, and they say, we didn't get paid. He says, what do you mean? I know, thank you very much for painting, but you were supposed to get paid. He says, we knocked. No one answered. Maybe talk to the guy. We need our $700. So he calls the Chenveni. The Chenveni says, I'm busy with a lot of your other bigger endeavors. He says, I know, but I want to take care of this little thing also. He says, sure, I gave him the $700. I gave him. There's no Aiden. Now, the Chenveni is also demanding $700 for the Baal Habayis. Why? For service rendered. Does he also want his $30 fee that he gets? Maybe. I don't want to talk about that part. But tachlis, we have two dinei toira, this poyalin demanding schar hapu'ula, $700. The poyalim are saying, we weren't paid yet. And the Baal Habayis says, what did the Baal Habayis say? I don't know. It's Baruch Shem. The teveya is Bari. The Baal Habayis is Shema. Hitaka doesn't know. It's never happened before. He doesn't know. Meanwhile, the Chenveni also is hounding him and saying, service rendered, $700. And the Chenveni is also Bari. And the Baal Habayis is again Shema. State in the Mishnah in Shavuos that the Baal Habayis has to pay both. On his account, he has to pull out $1,400, pay $700 to the Poilim and $700 to the Chenveni. Now, what really happened? I don't know. Either the painters got paid $1,400, double pay, double wage for the job they did, or the painters, soif, got their money, but the Chenveni got a free $700 thing without service rendered.
Is that fine?
Well, there's another option.
Yeah.
The
Kanunya option? He's up to the Kanunya.
No,
the one?
It was just that they did not meet, meaning he put the money somewhere and they didn't have where it was. So
where's that? Where's the money? Where's the $700?
It could be by the pilot, but they don't know where it is.
But then he didn't get it,
then
he paid it.
He paid it.
Oh, no, it's, he's saying it's like, it's in their account, it's coming out.
They still
okay,
wait,
oh,
sure.
Fine,
is
fine.
Is this story about
Dan Kastos? I don't know. Now it goes like this. If the din would be Yehei Munach in that case, what would actually the din be? Baal Habayis pays nothing. If the din would be Achloiku in that case, actually the din would be that the Baal Habayis would pull out only 700 and give 350 to each. And by the way, what would end up happening? Either the painters were paid $10.50 for their job, or Nebuch only $3.50, or the Chenveni got $10.50 for a $700 service rendered, or only got refunded on half of his service rendered. That could be what happened if the din would be a chleiko. If the din would be called Olam Gavar, the din would be that the Baal Habayis would put $700 on the table, and then the Poyalim and the Chenveni would have a called Olam Gavar paintball slash whatever work it out thing. None of those is the psak. And the emesis, we should really chazer, the triple stero we've been handling since Talis, Mona Shalishi, and Arva, where we know that Talis is Yachloiku, Bishvua, Arva is called Olam Govar, Mona Shalishi is Yehimunach. Why is it so? We have to chazer. We're going to come back to that. But catch on that in the Sugya of Chenveni, that's none of those options is the psak. The Iker Din psak is that he pays both. And the question is why? Hamoisim Mechavel of Araya, that this should be a fifth option. Actually, maybe it was, what did we say happens by Yehei Munach?
We said nothing.
Right, so that's really what I want. That's the, meaning the Balabais doesn't add even $1. And it should be, he should Hamoisim Mechavel of Araya. Unless you want to tell me Bori Veshem or Bori Yodif. Oh, that the Gemara talks about on the Gimel. That's the part of Chendin that comes back on the Gimel. Yeah, huh? I'm going to see about it. Okay? But the din is not Yehei Munach, not a Moitzim Echavel of Araya, not Yachloiku, not Kolom Gavar. The Balabais actually pays double. Why? That's a bomb kasha. And you know what? It's also not today's topic. It's also not today's topic. But it's the first in the Gemara in Shavuos that that's the din. It's not Yachloiku, it's not called on Gavar, it's not Yemunach. It's, he has to pay both. No, I've then stated the mission in Shavuos and Machloikas Tanoyim. The Tanakama says, okay, I get it, the Balabais has to pay both because it was his fault. Also, for sure, there's a Sfar that he for sure owes the painters. There's a Chedira service. The question is, did he pay them? It's called Eini Deya in Paraticha as opposed to Eini Deya in Eschayavdi. I said too much, I don't want to go, that's the part I don't want to go into. But again, the fact is that Avada, he has to pay both, and that's not under discussion that we're, that the sugi is handling. Now the Tanakhama says, and it's a takana de rabbanon, you know, chutz. It's crazy because no matter what happens, the balabais is for sure paying for a very expensive paint job over here. However, it's like that's what's coming out on his end. Let's at least try to salvage it by forcing both of them to make a shvua on the full amount. What will be the tayelis of that? Well, hopefully the guy that's lying will be chashed on the moina, but loy chashed a shvusa. Double, hopefully, the guy that's saying the truth is not a guy with brisker nerve and that doesn't want to swear even truthfully because that's what his grandmother told him. And then he's going to taka totally, lehed you lose. Okay, but that's what Chazal made a takana, and it's a shvuas hanoitlin. Noitlin, it's not shvuas hanaftarah, it's a rabbanah de keshvuah. It's on the list of shvuas hanoitlins. And comes Benanos and he says no. If you're going to intervene that there should be a double, for sure, both swear, then la'achre kechlei sakol. Looking from the top on the whole story, someone bevadoyis made a shvuas shav, and we don't want to implement a shvuas shav. The derechal and the din Torah, both sides don't swear; only one side swears. Gerade here, also both sides don't swear. Catch on? There's two different din Torahs, but we don't look at it as two different Torahs. We look at it as one big din Torah, and keeping cheshbon. At the end of the day, for sure, someone in this double din Torah thingy is going to be swearing shvuas shav. Therefore, what did Chazal say? It says benanos. So machlokes we pass like bananas. They shouldn't swear. None of them swear. And hadar dina that the balabais pays both. Why does the balabais pay both? Why isn't the din called on gavri achlokes or yehemunach? We're not discussing that now. But it was important to discuss that. We're not discussing it. The hainu that avada lekuliam lebein letanakam lebein lebananas. The din was that meikarat then he should pay both. The question is, they really beetzem wanted to implement the shvuah. This is a shvuah to try to prevent the ramois. And the opponents say, great idea. The banana says, no, it's not to die because it's going to bother me for shop. Better yet, it should be that the balabai should pay everything. Zokti Gemara, here's where the sugi starts. Lema must nisa the like of bananas. Now, our mission has nothing to do with a guy paying double. Our mission is classic yachloik. But the din is yachloik of shvua. What's the gather of the shvua? Well, we actually don't know. On the top of Beis and Medeis, it's because of a Moira Heter. We're not up to the yet, but on Gimel Amad Aleph, it's going to be for a different reason that Shalayik Alech Halef Tekef. There will be quite a few other reasons for the shvua of the Mishnah. We're slowly entering the sugi of the shvua of the Mishnah. But what we're handling now is that the same svara that Benana said, yeah, hello, the same svara, the same svara that Benana said that you shouldn't make both swear by a totally different case when they're both paying is also true that they shouldn't swear by the din of the Mishnah. And what should the din of the Mishnah be? What would Benanas Paskin in our Mishnah? Trick question. What would Benanas Paskin in our Mishnah? What is he Paskin by Chenveni when he realizes that Vaday not? We're not having both swear, it's crazy. So what is he Paskin?
1400 below
Shvuah. The Balabais pays both. What would in the suggestion that our Mishnah is not like bananas? Meaning our Mishnah that makes you swear over here must be sized with the Tanakhama. Why? Because what would bananas say in our Mishnah? What? Yachloika b'loy shvua? I have a tzad yehe munach. They're both bari, okay. But they're not, in Chenvin, they're both bari against the third party. Here there is no third party. Even when it's a case of a moicher where there's a third party, but he's agreeing that he's supposed to sell the talis. And I go ask my question again. In the suggestion that Benanis doesn't stim at our Mishnah, so what would Benanis paskin in our Mishnah? One option is Yachloiku b'loy shvua, meaning the psak gung-ho is supposed to be Yachloiku, no questions, Yachloiku. There's supposed to be a shvua for whatever reason. Benanis is going to say, no, I can't handle it, no. Okay, so Yachloiku without a shvua, or maybe not. Maybe here, by Chenveni, which the factor that I wasn't Masber so well yet, but that there's an idea that for sure he should be paying both for whatever reason is so stark that if Bananas caves in on the Shvua, so he caves in on the Shvua, but the Balabais has to pay double. If Bananas would apply his rule by Talus, what would his conclusion be? I don't have a Chlorai. What's my Tutsavim? Chalkim B'loi Shvua. Or Yehi Munach. Comes the Gemara and says, no, the Mishnah could stim with Bananas. And if you really care, if the Mishnah stims with Bananas, you're going to listen now that Bananas over there didn't want them to swear and salvage the din that the Chenveni, the Balabais pays both mamish full 700 each, because there's going to be a vaday shvushav. Over here, there's not going to be a vaday shvushav. Why? Because how much does each one swear?
Yes.
By our Mishnah, each one swears half. Oh, not less than half. That grada ulai kulai maybe is not a sheker. Maybe it's not a shvushav. Maybe they both swore honestly. Why? Because maybe what really happened, we did this already the whole time in the since the beginning of that base. Well, maybe they picked it up together. Slim chance. It's totally an alum that's just sugging the ches if it's taka true when two people pick it up together if they both kind of exactly half. Let's assume that's the din. It's a very, I don't know what the percentages of the statistics of what happened if that's very mistaber, but it is that they both ran. Let's talk about Metzia. We can work out Mekhem and Karos, but let's talk about Metzia. They were both running for it. Reuben about the things he came 2 seconds before. Shimon about the things he came 2 seconds before. It's possible that they picked it up together. And if that's true, presto, grada, both of their shvuas are true. I, Frek Rashi, the way Rabbi Kanech says it, that's not what they're timing. Reuben says I picked it up first. Shimon says I picked it up first. Doesn't that totally obsolete the option that they picked it up together? But once Rashi, yeah, we decide what they're timing, yeah. But each one of them is making a mistake. Each one thinks that's really what happened. But maybe what really happened is that they picked it up together. Zok Rabbi Kivei Gemara de Kazach. Why don't we do the same plan by Chenveni? Let Benanos, some of them saw this, Rabbi Kivei. Let Benanos initiate a shvua. Tanakama initiated a shvua. By the way, it's really a shvua. Like the Tanakama, if the Chenveni or the Poyim say, ah, we can't handle it, we don't want to swear. We're saying the truth, but we can't handle it. What's going to be then? Whoever doesn't swear doesn't get his money. The Balabais keeps that half of it. Rabbi Kivei suggests, why don't we make a plan that Benanos, who didn't like the shvua, should have each one of them swear only on half? Why? There's a slim chance that what? That he really gave the Poyim 350? Taka, there's an option that happened b'chol. And also, if Rabbi Kivei was suggesting that they should swear that, and how much is each one going to get now? Each one's going to swear, for sure, I deserve at least 350. And then how much is each one going to get? What? I don't know.
If they're not getting 350, then it's for sure a sports check.
I know, but I don't think that's what Rabbi Kivei means. I think Rabbi Kivei, in that suggestion, when he bavarned it, Avada was still going to insist that Avada, you get 700. Haga ba'atzmacha. Lefi ha'emes, when Benanis didn't initiate a shvua b'chlal, what did we paskin? Even though none of them are swearing. Each one gets 700. Why? We're not discussing it. But Avada, that's the din. So Rabbi Kivei was never suggesting otherwise, but he was suggesting maybe each one should swear only on half, and then it would bite the shtim. But Bons Rabbi Kivei, no, over there it doesn't shtim, because over there it doesn't shtim, because over here, it's possible they picked it up together, because even though each one is insisting, he picked it up himself. But as we said, it's bid the dummy, they went running for it. But over there, if the Chenveni, I don't know what happened with the money that you said that got disappeared, but if the Chenveni is insisting, the Poyalim are insisting, we didn't get paid b'chlal. And the Chenveni is insisting, I already rendered the full service and I want to get reimbursed. And both are insisting bari vade on that, like you said. So, avade the din is going to be that he pays the full 1400. No, Rabbi Kivega was bavarning, Rashi was bavarning that maybe they should swear on half. On that we say, there's no such option of that swearing on half. Now the other stickle is Toysa Rosh. There's another case in the Mishnah. Zaymer Kula Shali, Zaymer Chetzi Shali. How much does each one get?
Three quarters
and a quarter. Why doesn't the guy saying Kula Chetzi Shali have a migo that he should get half? Been there. on Taisan Beis and Manal. Why don't we say Ein Sof Moed Levadai? Taisus, Ein Shom. You have to relive it the whole time. That base still exists, even though we're here. But Lamaisa, what is the Mishnah Paskin? 3/4 and 1/4. Frek Taisarosh. And how much does each one swear? 3/4 and 1/4. Frek Taisarosh. Does that stim with bananas? Alright, the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah doesn't stim with bananas. The Gemara wanted to salvage that the Mishnah could stim with bananas. How? How can the Mishnah stim with bananas? Because in the Reisha, when each one swears Chetzi Shali, maybe Ulai, it's a slim chance, but that's what happened. But now you're having that one of them swears, the one that says Kula Shali, is swearing that 3/4 is his, and the one that says Chetzi is swearing that 1/4 is his. That zikr someone's making a Shavua Shav, it certainly didn't happen that. Says Tosfos Rosh 3 Terutzim. And I don't want to confuse the Olam, but the Eretz Teretz is that maybe one of them picked it up Yadi Magas 3/4, and the other, he doesn't say, but he means for her that the other one picked it up Yadi Magas 1/4. Now don't make the mistake someone made this morning. When they showed up to Bezdin, is that how they're holding it? In the mission of Zaymer Kuli Zaymer Chetzi. What's the situation in the Bezdin now when they show up? It's a Mefurash Mishnah. Shnayim Oichas and Metalis. And Avada, we know Oichas means they're holding it by the Karkashto. And Reuven is time. What?
They checked the videos and they saw it was
different. No. If they would check the videos and they would see it was different, depending if Halacha would recognize closed circuit things, so then it would be Hafra. That's Bisman Sheshlam 8, if you hold. I didn't want to discuss DNA and circuit videos, but if it be true, then that would be Yeshlam Eidim. But Tosfos Rosh is suggesting, without the video, maybe that's what happened. Now, it's a slim chance, very slim. Punked, one of them picked it up 3/4, the other 1/4. But Tosfos Rosh, for the rule of Yochel Yisemes, that it's not a Shavua Shav, possible. Another Teretz says Tosfos Rosh. Maybe one of them picked it up, but only had a mind to be kind of 3/4. Okay, and the other 1/4, what happened? I'm assuming he means he had a mind to pick up 3/4. The other 1/4 is still hefker, so I guess the second guy could take it. A third option, it was Mekka Chomemkar. Once again, he means each one put $100 down for the talis. The Moicher wasn't sure whether it's not another. The Moicher had in mind one of you is going to get 3/4, one of you get 1/4. Taisa Rosh, time and again, worked out that it's Shavuos Shav. No, he's asking, how could 3/4 and 1/4 be Shavuos, not be Shavuos Shav? V'chari bananas, shetaina, there's no Shavu in the Seifa. Meaning, you should buy the Seifa, you must see some like a bananas. So Taisa Rosh, no, even in the Seifa, there's a case, ulai. Frek the Velt Akasha. The first day of this man, Rabbi said, we said there's a rule, you need Chaluk Yechayel Yisemes by Kulay. And we already asked, how is it Yechayel Yisemes by 3/4 and 1/4? We said from the base lady, the first day of this man. What did we say there? How did we answer the Akasha there? Same Turtzim. That he picked up 3/4 and 1/4. After the Kachim spoke at the base lady, he says, by a behemoth, it's not true. And he says, by a behemoth, the din is Taka not going to be 3/4 and 1/4. Conveniently enough, the Mishnah didn't say a case of behema. By behema, maybe, what would be the din by Zayimah Kulei Zayimah Chetzi? Spell it out if this is true. The guy that says Kulei for sure gets half, that's a write-off, the guy's Moida, and the second half, you can't split it 1/4 and 1/4, because if you're going to split it 1/4 and 1/4, the Pesach is going to be, a.k.a. 3/4 and 1/4. And we're saying that that's not possible. So what's the Pesach going to be on the second half? Yehemunach, interesting, a partial Yehemunach. And we dealt with this, but, and the base, let me ask, the Mishnah Seinish does it. But we talked about this the first day of this month. So Frek developed, why did Tosfos Rosh wait to ask this kash of Chalukah Yechayel Yisemes in the sugya of Benanas? Why did Tosfos Rosh ask this kash of 3/4 and 1/4 in the sugya of Benanas? We talked about this the first day of this month already. What took him 2 weeks? This is the kash of Develt asks. Say it.
We're talking there about Chalukah versus other dinim. Here it's about Shavuah.
Avada. But he should have already bavarned it by the Chalukah issue. You're right. Here it's the Chalukah issue and here it's the Shavuah issue. But he should have bavarned it already over there. And it's an ultimate klutz kasha. We're doing the sugya now of Lema Masnisin Deloike Benanas. On Daf Gimel, the Gemara is going to handle Mana Shlishi. And on Daf Gimel, the Gemara is going to introduce, for the first time ever, Chalukah Yechayel Yisemes. And yes, on Daf Gimel again, you could ask the kasha, what's going to be by 3/4 and 1/4? What are we falling into a trap? We're saying, but we're yeshivish and we're learning Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and Tosfos brought up this topic already on the base, and we talked about it the first day of his man, so why didn't Tosfos Rosh ask it over there? Why did he wait till Benanas? Why did he wait till Benanas? Benanas is the first time it gets talked about. It gets talked about again by Rabbi Yossi on the Gimel. We on the already mentioned it the first day of his man. But Mitzad the Seder HaGemara? Mitzad the Seder HaGemara, this is the first time this is coming up. I was like, Bedik the Grav. The Tosfos Rosh asks it by Benanas. You could ask it again by Rabbi Yossi in the same Teretz, 3/4 and 1/4. But he didn't wait. This is the first time it came up. That's Achara Emes HaTeretz. Although, I want to say what you said. The Oilam remembers the first day of his mom, we asked, what's Yechayel Yasemes by 3/4 and 1/4? There was another Teretz besides Taisa Rosh's 3 Teretzim. Alam Desha Teretz. He's Moy the half that's his, right? The Chetzinik is Moy the half. So you're giving him half. We're splitting the other half. How? Focus just on the other half. How are we splitting the other half? 1/4 and 1/4. Half and half. That's Yechayel Yasemes. You don't have to get hung up. So on Chaluk of Yechayel Yasemes, you don't need the quasi. It could have been 3/4. He was happy. In Shavua, Frech Taisa Sarash. The guy's going to be swearing 3/4 is mine, and the other guy's going to be swearing 1/4 is his. Somebody's lying. Somebody's lying. So that's an interesting thing. The Toysa Rush wait for over here or not. Now, I saw a very interesting pshat. Very big chiddush. Zaymer Chul is Zaymer Chetzi. Reuven says, I picked it up first. I got 2 seconds before Shimon. Shimon says, I picked it up first. I was there 2 seconds before Reuven. Why are we saying it's Chaluki Yechayel Yasemes? Because maybe really what happened, they picked it up together. Someone asked me the first day of his mind, it's Yeshal Atzamtzen. What did we say? Yeshal Atzamtzen. We're asking this now again by Benanas. What's the same part? Maybe they picked it up together. We're getting a little more sticky. What's by Kule and Chetzi, where the Psak is 3/4 and 1/4? How does that happen? So we started using our imagination. Maybe one guy was Yad Magas on 3/4 and cut. Anupshan of the Gemara. The Gemara asks on Benanas, how could you have each one swear? Someone's going to be doing a Shvushov. Why? How much is each one swearing? Each one swearing on half. Each one swearing on half. Now we don't know. Maybe Reuven picked up the whole thing. Maybe Shimon picked up the whole thing. Someone's doing a shvur shav. So the Gemara says, no, there's a possibility they picked it up together. That's not what the Gemara is saying. I'm saying Anup Shav. It's impossible. If so, it's something. Reuven ran and Shimon ran. It was a very, 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 very close call. I'm saying a big chiddush, everybody say. Is there a possibility that they picked it up together? No. I'm saying again. No. So then someone made a shvur shav. It's not a shvur shav. You know why? It was such a close call that the guy that's lying, but he's so positive he was the first, he's an oynus gomer. And no one's coming to shvur shav. Well, that's what the Gemara means. Dilma, Tarvayu, seemingly the heady adadi, so it's like going with a shvur shav.
Shvur shav is a problem of your chayiv on making a false shvur. It's a problem, and like it's a real bad thing that comes in the world.
This vart is focused on the fact that it's only bad if it was b'mezid or a kaponim, it was their fault. Chiddush. That's part of the chiddush also. And therefore, a new connection in the Gemara. And by the way, this is only by Benanos. When we get to Rabbi Yossi, or if you want to do Chazor from the Beis, and there's a golden rule, you need Chaluka Yechayel Yasemes. In Chaluka Yechayel Yasemes, you better say that it's Efshel Tzamtzen. Yeah, but it's a connection to be the dummy for Shvua Shav, more than just for the dummy. It's so close that it's Oynes B'Shvua, it's not Adam B'Shvua. And you know what? It's another Teretz of Taisa Rosh's Kasha. Because Mechaira, 3/4 and 1/4 for sure is not possible. Okay, it's not. But the Kulinik thinks he picked up everything, so when he says 3/4, he's an Oynes if not, if he really only picked up half. And the Chetzinik, who is wearing a quarter, but maybe 0 is his, but it was such a close call, it's an Oynes. It's Shvua Shav. So it's a new connect why the kasha would be appropriate by Benanas. I don't know that Gemara. You'll show me later. I don't know which Gemara. The Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah, Ketzad Elu Ve'elu Boim Lidei Shvua Shav. A Ha'arim Pshat. I think the Ritva speaks it out. What's Elu Ve'elu? Both of them are going to swear Shvua Shav? One of them is either the painter or the Chenveni. What's Elu Ve'elu? So it's either Elu or Elu, you know, or the one that's lying is swearing a Shvua Shav, and the one that's saying the truth, it's also, it's not Sheker, but it's Shav. Chaval that he swore, it was Leloy Ellis. What? No, one of them is saying Sheker.
Isn't that every
Shvua? No, Sheker and Shav, it could be synonymous. Yes, but here it's Vadi, that's what happened. Bishlema, when only one side is swearing and there's a 50% chance that maybe he's swearing the truth and then Gevaldik. But here, when both sides are swearing and it's Elu, Ve'elu, Ba'am L'Dei Shvusha. Another technical thing in Pshat, what's Elu? Poyla, maybe it was a whole crew of painters. But the Chenveni is like, okay, he also has like a whole crew of guys working for him. We want to be consistent. Excellent. Oidei Shloimar. Elu means the Din Torah. The dintaira between the balabais and the poyalim, and the dintaira between the bailim and the chenveni. Elu, the dintaira of these guys, the elu, the dintaira of these guys, even if there's only one chenveni, and for the record, even if there's only one poyal, it's elu, ba'elu, 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 de'shvushav. Now, again, we didn't do justice to that topic, But in the sugya of chenveni, there's an underlying reason why avada be'emes, it's not yachloiku, and it's not yehemunach, and it's not kolam gavar, and the balabais fully has to pay $1,400, $700 each. That was a given. No one argued that, even though it's a maitim chavel v'raya. He shouldn't pay nothing to no one, which we call yehemunach. That was already a given. But then the Tanakama went and said, there's a shvua. The Tanakama went and said, there's a shvua. And Benanas argued and said, there's not a shvua. Frek the Gemara, a nochama. But Leima amasnis it like a Benanas. Does it stand that we don't want the Mishnah to be Benanas? And on that, the answer is no. Grada, the Mishnah could be Benanas. Benanas only was mevatel the shvua when Bevadoyus is going to be a shvua shav. Here it's not Bevadoyus a shvua shav. Why Kipshutai? Because maybe they picked it up together. We had another shot. Maybe it was such a close call. It's not a Bevadoyus of shvua shav. Toysa says, Leima masnis it like a Benanas. Matzina lememir the other shaper the masnisin efshir the tarvayi behet the adad yakbo. The Havmin already knew that. Nor the Havmin is still held mikomak and parach that it should be yachloiku b'loy shvua. Why? Since it's efshir lovel de shvua shav. By the way, Mefurash and Taisus that the suggestion of the kasha was that it should be yachloiku b'loy shvua. I suggested yemuna. Taisus befevor says yachloiku b'loy shvua. The umishani hasam vadi ikas shvua shav. And when it's vadi ikas shvua shav, then it's different. Now there are three leima masnisin b'loy kiz that we're going to be doing. The first one was, and the Gemara was, if you cared about it, whether the Mishnah could stem with Benanas. The second one is going to be whether the Mishnah could stem with Sumchis. And the third one is going to be whether the Mishnah could stem with Rabbi Yossi. That's coming up on the Gimel. It's interesting, I saw that Tzlach, Paris Yossi, my friend asked, the Seder is not correct. Benanas is a Sugi in Shavuos, Sumchis is in Baba Kama, and Rabbi Yossi is later in Baba Metzia. Why was this the order of the Lema Deloike system? But even before that, it's interesting that Lema the Leike Benanas was focused on the Shavua. If you learn that it wasn't Yehemunach, it was on the Shavua. In some Chesosa, we're going to open up today soon. It's about the Shavua. Later in Rabbi Yossi, the Kasha was it should be Yehemunach. Now, if you would want to question, would you question first the Shavua or first the Psak of Yachloiku? If you read the Mishnah says, what does it say first? People make a mistake. They think it says Yachloiku B'Shavua. So they say, ask about Yachloiku first. The Mishnah doesn't say it like the Mishnah says, Zeh Yishava, She'enli B'pachas Yiratzeh. V'zeh Yishava, She'enli B'pachas Yiratzeh. V'yachloiku. So it's very appropriate that first you stell on the Shavua. Like Benanas, Lame like Benanas, there shouldn't be a Shavua. Like Sumchas also. But the Rabbi Yaisi cast it on Chalukah. But why in that order? And also why Dafka these three Tanoim, the Achrayim speak out, Paris Yaisi. Benanas, the Gemara says in Shavua, that Rebbe passes like Benanas. Sumchas, we're going to soon see it's a huge Machlaikis Rishayna, but with many Mishnah hold we paskin like Sumchis, so we want the Mishnah to stem at Sumchis. And Rabbi Yossi, I mean, we mentioned him on the phase already, but that was Tosfos worded, is Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says in Gittin, Nimuka Imai, and therefore we want to know if the Mishnah is stem with these. Zokti Gemara, Haskola, Leimo Masnisin Deloike Benanas. Leimo Masnisin Deloike Sumchis. Leimo Masnisin Deloike Sumchis. Sumchis was a Talmud of Rav Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, if you go to the kever of Rabbi Balanes, there's the big kever of Meir, there's a kever there of Rabbi Yehuda. Like in the middle, there's like in a corner somewhere, this called the kever of Sumchis. I heard once a memra, there's a Gemara in Erevin, other places also. Dochak Sumchis v'nichnas. Sumchis was by Rabbi Meir, then he switched to Rabbi Yehuda, he went back, the whole Sugi in Erevin, other places. It says Dochak Sumchis v'nichnas. So Dochak Sumchis, he's like slipped in over there in the corner. Leima masnisin deloy kesumchis. There's actually a story to Bachram. And they were learning the sugya of Leima Masnisin Deloike Sumchis. And one of them asked, what difference does it make? The Mishnah stems with Sumchis, doesn't stem with Sumchis, a kleine kai. So the other bacha told him, he said, you don't understand. Meila, the sugya of Leima Masnisin Deloike Benanas, it's a sugya in Shavuos, one sugya, chenveni. Poyelim, chenveni, you have to pay both. It's a sugya in Shavuos, it is, it's a big sugya, but that's where it is, it's a sugya in Shavuos. But that's just, your cup of tea is fine. But Sumchis, the sugya of Sumchis, you have to realize, is not just a detail about one Zaytik Sugya. This Nakud of Sumchis and the Sugya of Sumchis, which we're going to give a little bit of more time to just for technically, as we're going to see, the Sugya of Leina Masnisin like a Sumchis is far more reaching because it opens up Bichlal, Gidre, Psak, of Sveikis, of Momen Amutla Basafak Cholkin in general and all. Also, specifically in Shnayim Oichsin. Especially blue, green, gray, or whether the gedder of being magdir shnayim oichsim is that each one is muksak on half, or each one's muksak on Kulai, and they're both Moksak on Kulai, whatever that would mean. Those in Yonim come out very, very stark in the Leima Masis and the Leika Sumchis. But to open up Leima Masis and the Leika Sumchis, says the Gemara, Kipshute first. Leima Masis and the Leika Sumchis, the E Kisumchis, Ha'omar, Momen Hamutl, Besafik, Cholkin, Beloy, Shvua. Frek the Gemara, the Mishnah does this thing with Sumchis. Sumchis has a rule, whenever there's a Suffolk, the din is Cholkin, Beloy, Shvua. Now, okay, if that's what he said, so then it doesn't stim with Shnai Moksim. He's not the Tan of Shnai Moksim. Now, why? Because what would Sumchis paskin by Shnai Moksim? Like he says, there's a Suffolk, Cholkin, Beloy, Shvua. The Gemara doesn't want to be Seva. Why there's a Shvua? If Sumchis has a rule, Cholkin, Beloy, Shvua, so the Mishnah doesn't stim with Sumchis. It's flat out. The Mishnah doesn't stim with Sumchis. Where did Sumchis say this? Where's the case? Rashi says, Kisumchis, Bibabakama, Gabi Shor, Shinogeh, Hesapora, Benimtsu over Betsida. It's a Mishnah Babakama Daf Mevov. Ashar Shinogeh, Ashar Tam, was Nogeh Hapora that was pregnant. Avadi, you have to pay Chetzi Nezek. Now, next to the Pora that's attacked, that's dead, or Akaponim damaged, there's a Vlad from the Pora that's also dead or damaged, but there's a Suffolk. Did the Shor Nogach, the Para, when it was still pregnant, and the dead Uber, Vlad, is there, dead, because of the Negicha? Or it has nothing to do with the Negicha? Interesting. 2 minutes before the Negicha, the Para gave birth to a dead Vlad. What's the chances of that happening? I don't know, but the Gemara says it's a Suffolk. And therefore, since you pay Chetzi Nezek, it's a Shor Tam, you pay Chetzi Nezek on the Para, how much do you pay for the Vlad? Reva Nezek. Why? Yachloiku! You're not sure if you have to pay or not. Yachloiku. Is there a shvua? There's no shvua. That's the Mishnah that Rashi quotes. Zok the Gemara, Lema Masnisin Deloika Sumchis. Because if that's Sumchis' rule over there, what would Sumchis paskin in our Mishnah? Yachloiku Beloy Shvua. Now, you can't fool yourselves. If the Gemara is saying the Mishnah is not like Sumchis, it means because what would Sumchis say in our Mishnah? Yachloiku without a shvua. But what would the Tan of our Mishnah say over there? Now, if you fall into the trap and say, no, over there, there's Taka no Shvua for whatever X reason, then you just miss the whole point of the Gemara. The Gemara's point is that it's Lema Masnisin Deloy Ki means there's a Machlokes Tanoi. It means that the Tan of our Mishnah, I don't know his name, would paskin by Shor Shenogach also. Yachloiku, but only with the Shvua. I guess meaning that the Mazik would only be able to cop out and pay a quarter on Nezik only after he first swears that it wasn't Mazik the Vlad. And only after he swears, then he can get off and pay only a quarter. But if he doesn't swear, he will have to pay half. That's what the Tan of our Mishnah would paskin. No, why doesn't it? Because it's a Machlokes Tanoim. And the Tan of our Mishnah consistently holds Cholkin with a Shvua. He would say that in Baba Kama and Baba Osam. Sumchis consistently would paskin the Lekka without a Shvua. By Kalas also he paskin the Lekka without a Shvua. And Leima Masnisin is Taka the Lekka Sumchis. It's interesting.
How can we say there's a third factor that our time will be pointed for?
That is what the whole Hemshech HaSukkah is going to do. That is the Hagdor. This is the headline. And that is everything the Gemara is going to say now. Shema, Bari, Gvara, the Maina, all these things are all to try to salvage that. That Alzan Adonim. I'm trying to open up the headline. In this Shlav, the Gemara is insisting we don't know anything else. And therefore the Gemara is saying, it must be it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Leima Deloi means it's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tan of our Mishnah, whatever if you understand the Oimek of his Shita, would apply by Baba Kamim and Bab as well. Now, there's another Mishnah. There's another Mishnah on Daf Kuf in Baba Metziah. What's the Mishnah in Daf Kuf in Baba Metziah? Machlef Parah B'Chamor. Machlef Parah B'Chamor. Now, where's the Parah? The Parah's pregnant again. Same Parah, different Parah. The Parah's pregnant. And someone makes a deal with someone and says, your par, it's not here, it's in the field, somewhere else, in the Agam. We'll make a hachlofa. You'll be Moishech Moi Chamar. And at the moment when you're Moishech the Chamar, at 3:15, the par will become yours. The pa'ul is being done on the Chamar, but it's a double. It's a hachlofa. It's a chalipin. Hamachlof. Kenyan chalipin. Now, as klar, it's documented. We see that on the video. At 3:15, he was Moishech the Chamar. That's not a question. But at 4 o'clock, you came and you see that the par already gave birth, but you don't know. Did the par give birth at 3:30 or at 3 o'clock? There's no videos there. Now, if the para gave birth at 3 o'clock, so who owns the para? The new guy. Who owns the vlad? Yeah. If the para already gave birth at 3 o'clock, So who's going to own the vla, the original owner? Because the hachlofa was done at 315, was only done for the kimpatern part, without the vla. But if the part first gave birth at 330, the Mashiach happened at 315. That's not it. So then the Bala Chamor, the prior Bala Chamor, who now bought a para, acquired it with the vlad. We're not sure. What is the Mishnah Paskin? Yachloiku. What kind of Yachloiku? Without a shvua. Viter says the Gemara. Lema masnisim like the sumchas. Because sumchas over there Paskin, Yachloiku without a shvua. If that's what he holds there, he would Paskin like that on our Mishnah also. And that's both cases of sumchas. Now who argues on sumchas? Who argues on sumchas? Who's the other Tana? What? The Rabbana, what do they hold? They hold that by Makhla Parah B'chamar, you don't do Yachloiku. They hold that by Shosh Nakhla Parah, you don't do Yachloiku. Here's a big problem you don't realize. The Rabbana agree to sumchas. So what's the Machlaikis? The Machlaikis is that sumchas holds that Momen Amutal B'Safak Cholkin even if someone is a Muchzik. He's so nispol that Momen Amutal B'Safak is Cholkin even if someone's a Muchzik. Even if one of them is holding the Vlad. Even if one of them is holding the Vlad by the... Well, actually, who's Muchzik there by Shosh Nogah? A little confusing. Who's Muchzik by Shosh Nogah? Who's Muchzik by Shosh Nogah? What? The Mazik? The Mazik's holding his money, but if it's a short time, you're not paying with the money. You're only paying Migufay. If it's a short mua, then you're paying with your money. The Mazik is Muchzik on his money. If it's a short time, we're going to have to analyze that, who's considered Muchzik. But the Machlaik is Sumchis and Rabbanon is Lagabi Muchzik. So like, why is the Gemara saying the Mishnah doesn't stay with Sumchis? The Rabbanon don't argue on Sumchis in most cases. And that's something we're going to slowly have to open up. But an interesting Ha'aro. There are maybe other sumchas related cases, but the two classic mishnayos that I quoted for the oilam, one is in Baba Kama and Vav, that Rashi brings, Baba Kama Shoshanagach. The shaila is if the mazik pays for the vlad also, and we said he pays Reva Nezik, which is Yachleku. And we have Mishnah Nafkuf in Machu Parva Chamor. The Velt asks, why did Rashi bring the one in Baba Kama? We're learning Baba Metzia. Why didn't he bring Baba Metzia? Why did Rashi say sumchas be Baba Kama Shoshanagach? You have one here in Baba Metzia Nafkuf. So I heard once, if you're holding your Baba Metzia that base,
you're closer
to Baba Kama Menvov. You're thinking back. Or someone even told me more simply, you're not up to Baba Metzia that Kuf yet. You already learned Baba Kama that Menvov. I'm saying it's a drop different. When you remember something back, but Baba Kama Menvov is closer. Now if you want to riot to that, from Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara says there's a Havmina, if the Chazan is also Umetzosa, Rav Noi says Mitzosa maybe means Re'iyah. Rashi says, where is that quoted? The end of Baba Kama, Baba Geisel Michael. Fret the Velt, it's also Gemara Baba Metzia, Daf Chav Zayin. Yeah, here it's a little closer, but the 10th parak of Baba Kama is closer to that base than, I mean, Parakam wise, it's just one parak off, but Daf wise, Baba Kama, Geisel Michael. B'maimar Amuzgar, there's a pasuk that says, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, V'af es brisi Yitzchak, V'af es brisi Avram Ezkar, and everyone talks about why does it say the wrong order, Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram. And there's a pshat because forget when you're remembering backwards, you remember backwards to the more recent one. Yaakov, then Yitzchak, then Avram, which is what we're saying over here. Lagabi the Rashi's. There's an interesting story of two bachrim in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, and actually it was with Rameir Shapira from Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He wanted to open his yeshiva in Lublin, and he wanted to go daven by Kivrei Ovis in the Beis HaKvaros in Lublin before he opened the yeshiva. And he went to the Beis HaKvaros, and he thought the Maharam in Lublin is here. From the Gedolei Olam from 400 years before. Now already more, this is 100 years ago, over 100 years ago. On the other hand, there was a Heiliger Rebbe, the Chayze Milublin, who had been Nifter, I don't know, tens of years before. And he wasn't sure should he go to the Chayze, who was a recent, not a contemporary, but a recent, or to the Maram. And his Zachra was to go to the Chayze first. Even though Maram, over in Zacharti, you go first to the more recent one. But when he came to the Kever of the Chayze, he started shaking because like 10 meters away was the Maram's Kever. How do you not go there? And he was mamash sittering, but he remembered this word of Zacharti, and then he opened his eyes, and the Chayze's name was Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. That's what's on the cover. Chayze's name was Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. That's the Maimar Muskar. Rakapon, back to the sugya. The Gemara is asking, Leima masnisin d'loik sumchas. Does the Mishnah stay with sumchas? The Gemara's yisoid is that sumchas is shita, as shita, is that Safik Momin always chalkin. Yes. There could be a lot of other factors. The Gemara will introduce them. Shema, Beri, Dvorah, the Mamayna, all kind of things. We don't know that yet. We innocently don't know anything. We know that Sumchas holds Suffolk Chalkin. Now, if that's what Sumchas holds, he would then, Chalkin out of Shur. He would then Paskin as such, even by Shnei Moichzin. And if the Tana by Shnei Moichzin holds Yachleku, with the Shvua, I don't know who his name is, but what would our Tana Paskin and Baba Kamim involve in this Havamina? With a Shvua, meaning you wouldn't be able to, if you don't swear, you pay Chetzi Nezik. And if you don't swear, who do we give the Vlad to? Well, over there they would both have to swear, I guess. No, maybe, no. By, maybe by Baba Kamosa, they would both have to swear. Yeah, you'd have to work it out, but either, you have to work it out. What would be the other Shita? The Gemara then is going to open up whether it stems. Frek, the Gemara will end with this, but we have to restart Sumchis. Frek, the Gemara, one second. And who's the Shita that argues on Sumchis? The Rabbanon. What do the Rabbanon hold as a rule? Ha-moitzi mechaver el haraya. Now, what's classic ha-moitzi mechaver el haraya? When one guy's holding it, the other guy's not holding it. Fair enough. And who do we give it to? Even if it's a suffix, Sumchis would say Chalkin. Take it away from the Mumchis, Chalkin. What do the Rabbanon hold? Ha-moitzi mechaver el haraya. Frek, the Gemara, we're going to end with this, but it's a profound line of the Gemara. Frek, the Gemara, 1 second. The Elamai Rabbanon, you want to say that our Mishnah is the Rabbanon? Careful. Ha-amri ha-moitzi mechaver el haraya. The Rabbanon passed ha-moitzi mechaver el haraya. Now, if you understand what the Rabbanon's sheet is of ha-moitzi mechaver el haraya, and you're a London, and you know how to apply things, and you understand the depth of a sheet to understand it even for other cases. So tell me, the Gemara is saying that the Rabbanon who hold ha-moitzi mechaver el haraya also don't just stand with our Mishnah. Because, a very simple task, if you would implement the rule of ha-moitzi mechaver el haraya, what would the psak be by Shnayim Oichazin Vitalis? Again, I have a Gemara here that says that if you really understand and fathom and accept and have a farshtan in what it means, and you know as a dying to apply it to other places, then we would not pass it in our Mishnah as it does. What would be the psak? Yehemunach or Yachloiku with Arishvua. What's the crux issue if it should be? I mean, the Gemara says Klar, it shouldn't be what it says. But what should Hamaiti Mechavei El Harayah say? So I'm not going to elaborate, but it has to do with blue, green, and gray. The doik.
He
says it would be a flick for
Rashi. No. In the Nanas, right. But yeah. Also, I saw it in Rashi. The very end of Rashi adds that the din there is that the Shneihem would be Neuflin below Shvua. So it's almost like.